Now, here's what's going to happen. And these are not in your notes. You may want to write these down on page 16. This is how you use this. This is exactly what makes this work. These are four indicators of rapport. And these are not traditional NLP, but there's something that I've noticed that goes on. So here's what happens. The first indicator of rapport for the practitioner, that's you, is a feeling of warmth inside yourself. So the minute you sit down and you match or mirror someone, you may notice a feeling. It's usually around the center of the body, the midline of the body from up to down. It could be a feeling of nervousness or butterflies in the stomach, but some sort of feeling inside yourself. The second indicator of rapport is a color change, usually that will start from the neck up, and you'll begin then to see it in the client's face or coloring. You may begin to see a blush even. You may feel it in yourself first and then see it in the other person. If you don't feel it in yourself and see it in them first, that's fine. And that happens within about a minute following the first indicator of rapport. So the first one is you'll feel sort of a feeling inside yourself, the warmth or something around the midline. And then a color change occurs in you and then them. And then the third indicator of rapport, and this is an optional indicator, is where the client usually says something like, I feel I've known you before. Or they might say, are you a Leo? Or they might say, I feel like I've known you in a past life. This is a common statement for people who've just gotten into rapport with each other. It's that sort of at-home feeling, that feeling of being at one with the other person. And as I said, this may or may not happen. Sometimes some people don't say anything. But the fourth indicator of rapport is what's commonly taught in NLP as what happens after pacing. Pacing is matching and mirroring someone. And then what happens after that is leading. And leading means that you'll shift position, and then they will follow you into the new position. If a client's in rapport, they'll feel like they have to shift position when you do. So if you've actually gotten the other three indicators of rapport, for example, and let's say your left leg was crossed over your right leg, if you were to switch and cross the other leg over, theoretically, if the client was in the same position as you are, they would feel a desire to shift themselves and would actually shift in the chair right after you did. So from now on, what I'd like to suggest is when you're working with people in your career or when you're doing NLP with a client or in business consulting or education, that you actually get into rapport with the person you're working with. For purposes of learning rapport, it's easier to do it on a regular basis. And even if you do it unconsciously already, if you bring it back into consciousness for the purpose of learning it now, what'll happen is you'll get better at it. You may or may not be comfortable as you do this. Of course, I'm going to suggest that you be comfortable, but a lot of times early on when someone's learning rapport, it can feel like it's a little contrived, or it may feel like, gee, are they going to find me out? This is not unusual. This may happen. If you feel like this inside, I don't mean they may find you out. I mean it may happen that you feel this way. But if you're very subtle about it, and of course NLP rapport is based on your being subtle. It's based on you not bringing the awareness of rapport into their consciousness, which means you do have to be quite subtle at it. But if even if you practice it on a regular basis, what'll happen is you'll get very, very good at it. And you can match somebody very quickly. You can do it unobtrusively. If I were to have a goal for you, my goal would be you could walk into an office, if you're using it in business, and literally sit down next to someone and unobtrusively gain rapport with them in a matter of moments. Just walk in, sit down, assume the same position, assume the same head tilt, posture, etc. And in a matter of moments, you'd be in instantaneous rapport with someone. It doesn't have to be real obvious, but when we're all done, you'll be sitting the same way as the other person is. And what I'd like you to do is do enough of these so that you can get the feeling inside yourself, that you can get the color change in the other person, and then you can be leading them. And when the leading occurs, you can shift, and then they'll follow you, and they'll stay in rapport with you, and they'll be in rapport with you for a long, long time. Oh, you know the story of the clerk that I met? I mentioned the story of the clerk that I met in Anchorage. 2 days, this is so funny, 2 days later, she told a guy what a wonderful person I was. She said, oh, yeah, Tad James is a great guy. And she and I had only talked for about 10 minutes. And that's simply the use of rapport.